Yes, yes, yes. We're back. It's the H2O Show. I'm Big Perm, my partner DJ360. And my man Smooth, man. Hardcore smoothness. You know, that crispy wave type smoothness. You know what I mean? The butterness. I don't know. I'm trying to find all different ways to describe it because it's so dope. That's what it is, man. My man stays with the mixes. We're talking about Anthony Drago. He wrote a book called Go Prove Something. Now, you have an interesting title. It says Go Prove Something. And it's a guide, basketball player's guide to legally using PEDs. Now, why did you choose that title? Like, what was behind that?
Well, first of all, the Go Prove Something, that actually I got to give 100% credit to the publisher and the editor for the developing, you know, the Go Prove Something aspect. Because that's the name of my training and my business is Go Prove Something. Because to me, it's, you know, these kids, like I said, at the entitlement age, they need to go prove something, and not to everybody else, but to themselves. So that's where Go Prove Something came from. So it's GPS, you know, and GPS, you know, that's the acronym for it. In GPS, you think of directions. You think of, you know, getting from point A to point B, how, you know, step by step how to get there. And that's what I try to provide. So, initially I named it, and what we now use as a subtitle is A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using PEDs. Now, you know, I'm sure you know all the negative connotations about PEDs, you know, performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, of course.
And right, and every time you hear about a player, you know, he's doing well because it's PEDs. So in my book, I say, you know, I can guarantee you that every single person, every great player, past and present, has been a hardcore addict user of PEDs. And people look at me like I'm crazy. Well, in my world, and in the world of every successful person, regardless of the industry, PEDs stands for performance enhancing decisions.
All right.
So that's why I say, but the whole thing about using PEDs in the title is to kind of get people to pick up, like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Okay. You know what I mean? So, but with PEDs, with performance enhancing decisions, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, is this performance enhancing? Or is it going to be a detriment to what I'm trying to accomplish? And it's rather simple. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it's like, you know, you in basketball, you know, your shot's been off. You know, you have a game against your rival this weekend coming up, and you have 4 days off. You know, now should you go in the gym and work your butt off to get better and figure out what's going wrong, or do you go hang out and party with all the players? Well, it's not a difficult decision. Which is performance enhancing? Is it to go to the gym or is it to hang out? Well, to improve your performance, it's going to be going to the gym. So it's not difficult, but most people, you know, I have a phrase that I use and I heard somewhere, I can't remember what it was, where I heard it from, but it's common sense always isn't common. You know, and I believe that totally because, you know, I tell kids sometimes, hey, come over into my common sense corner. You know, and they're like, what are you talking about? It's because most people don't, you know, really understand the common sense aspect. And it's like, it's not difficult. The situations that you have in life aren't good or bad. It's just simply what you perceive it as. So you can make any situation that you have for one person is good and one person is bad. You know, a guy hits a jump shot, like if Curry hits a jump shot at the buzzer to win the game, it's great for his team, but it's bad for OKT. So it's not a matter of, you know, being difficult. It's just a matter of doing it if it's going to enhance you or not. So that's where I came up with the title. And the publisher came up with the, you know, using Go Prove Something because they wanted something to grab the audience and also build the brand. So, you know, the name of my company, Go Prove Something, the title of the book, Go Prove Something, my logo's on the cover. So it kind of, you know, brings everything together.
I mean, I love that. I love the fact how you take something, a complex thing, and you make it simple. Because that's kind of the keys to brilliance, where you can take something complex and simplify it, where people can just, okay, like you said, is this going to enhance my performance, this decision I'm making on what I'm going to do, or it doesn't? Bottom line.
Right. And it's that simple, but people like to complicate everything. They want to make things bigger than they are. You know, if people want to lose weight, you know, don't eat junk food. Don't eat the bad things. Don't eat the things that are going to make you heavy. But, you know, oh, well, I have to. Well, then you're complicating it. You know, you're making it worse. And I'm not saying that I'm not I'm perfect and I never do it. Of course I do. We're all human. That's fine, but it's a matter of how quickly can you, you know, fall off and get back up. You know, so it's not difficult, but you know, people make it more complex than it needs to be.
Oh, I could take another example on that same frame where, oh, I'm going to do this diet, that diet, or this other diet, but at the end of the day, you still got to work out. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, the work you're doing is great, man. So it's so important to develop our youth, like build those strong foundations for them. Because right now I call this era like the microwave era. Everything wants some things quickly and instantaneously. They don't have the patience and the will to work hard to really gain that. So talking about that, let's talk about the youth and the sense of entitlement. You went into it a little bit, but go a little further with it.
Well, I mean, you know, like, you know, I love your philosophy there with the Mike Rivera. That's so accurate. It's amazing. I mean, I never thought of that. I wish I would have, but that's fantastic. I mean, it really is that way because, you know, no one, like we talked about before, no one wants to work for anything. They think they should just be handed things. And they think that, you know, just because they show up, that they should get it. And the real world doesn't work like that. And the problem is, you know, these kids, especially these kids with the AAU basketball, you know, these kids are coddled from, you know, the time they were 10 and 11 years old because they think that, you know, they're going to be the next Michael Jordan, next LeBron James, and all whatever it is. And they're coddled, and they're given things. And they're, you know, they just go into situations expecting things to be given to them. So when they get into the real world, when basketball doesn't work out for whatever reason, or whatever it is, they go into the real world and they expect the same thing. And it doesn't work that way. You don't go to a job interview and show up and say, hey, now you got the job just because you had qualifications for it. No, there was like 700 other guys that, you know, or girls that were busting their butt to try to get in there. So it doesn't work that way. But that's the problem. They've been taught that from day one, that they're going to do, they just have to show up. It's just, you know, everyone's going to take care of them. And it doesn't work that way. So I think in what we're really doing is an injustice to these kids. You know, and, you know, you can blame the kids all you want, but in the end, it's the fault of the adults because we're the ones doing that and teaching. They don't know any different. It's like if my son does something wrong, it's not because he, you know, he's seeing what's going on. He only has the, you know, he can only interpret from what we do to do what he does. You know what I mean? So
no, definitely.
It's, you know, even from that young age, but as the kids get older and they start to understand, you know, if they see, you know, parents fighting in the stands and yelling at refs and yelling at coaches, what do you think they're going to do? You think the kids are going to be respectful of the coaches and the officials? No, they're going to do the same thing. Why? Because that's what they're learning from the adult. So it starts, you know, as funny as it sounds, you know, all these speaking stuff, it does go back to the adults, you know, understanding. And that's what, you know, my book, I'm hoping, is a ray of light for the adults as well to say, hey, listen, you know, why can't I dream again? Why can't I, you know, develop my mind and work with my kid and stop telling my kid no and that you can't do something, or stop coddling them and giving them everything they want and make them understand that they need to work for things, you know?
No, definitely. I think you hit on it, too. A lot of times people, when they get older, they feel comfortable and they get stagnant. Because at the end of the day, we always have to keep on learning. Like even when we're 60 years old or 40 or 30, it's a constant learning ability, so you can trickle that down. Because if you have a hunger to learn, you're going to pass it down to your kids, and they're going to have that same hunger.
Oh, that goes without a doubt. I mean, you know, there's times, you know, I'm driving around, my son, he's not sleeping or whatever, I'll put on, you know, something, you know, positive in the car. Or I'll put, you know, like on some classical music to relax him and actually relax him, and he goes and winds up falling asleep. But it's just a matter of what the kids, you know, regardless of, you know, how little they are, they're just going to be, they're looking at you. They're looking to you and they're looking at you and looking up to you. Regardless of whether you think you're a role model or not, you are. You know, so, you know, you might not think that you're the best role model, this and that, but you are. And it's a matter of what you're teaching your kids and what you're teaching the youth, especially if you're working in youth sports, you know, coaching or whatever it is, you know, training kids, you have to be conscious of what you're doing all the time because these kids are looking to you. You know, I see, you know, when I go to these clinics and train these kids, you know, I see how they look at us, you know, like looking up at us and their eyes wide open, like they're just an open mind of, they're waiting to be trained, they're waiting to be taught and waiting to be developed, and they're looking to you and looking to us for guidance. And if we had the mindset of, you know, oh, well, you know, that's not fair, and oh, life's not fair, this, you know, that coach is horrible, the referee blew the game, well, that's what they're going to see, and that's the way they're going to be. You know, and you see that, you know, as the kids get older. You can tell who was coached and who, you know, had good role models and who didn't based on the way the players, you know, and the kids interact on the court with the referees, with their coaches. You know, it's just a matter of just continuously being, like I said, being conscious of what you're doing around the kids and, you know, understanding that they are looking to you. And that's what compelled me to really do everything I'm doing, is I want these kids. I really feel that, you know, personal development at a young age, you know, starting with, you know, like the 10 and 11 years old, if it's done properly and it's done with consistency, it can be the anti-bullying program solution. because, you know, bullying and all the stuff that's going on now, online bullying, cyberbullying, all this stuff, it comes from a lack of self-confidence and it comes from a lack of self-esteem. And it and you know, all bullying is people not, and kids not feeling good about themselves and looking for a way to feel good about themselves by breaking others down. You know, the worse you look, the better they feel. So, you know, it's like this, you ever hear the crab in the barrel mentality? You know,
oh, definitely.
You know, that's really what it is with these kids, you know. But if you develop these kids now and you start getting them on the right mindset and get them to developing, you know, looking at goals and looking at dreams as opposed to looking at, you know, how I'm going to, you know, get over on this kid or get over on that kid and make him look bad because I don't feel good about myself, then it can work. But if it doesn't, you know, it's tough. It really is. I mean, you know, but everybody's got to be on board, you know, the parents, you know, the teachers, the coaches, everybody's got to be on board. And that's a tough, you know, a tall order.
You know, it definitely is. I look at kids as sponges, and they can absorb so much water. You just have to keep giving it to them, man. That's why we kind of call us Ace Social. It's about giving them that effervescence, that refreshing feel of this knowing what's going on, and they can absorb and absorb and absorb. And that's the bottom line, man. Because they can absorb, you got to teach them correctly, and it's very important.
Absolutely.
Now you talk about these clinics. What do your seminars and clinics consist of? Like, how does that all formulate for you?
Well, as far as the clinics, my passion obviously is basketball. So I haven't really stepped into other sports, which I'm looking to do, but currently I've done basketball clinic. And what we do is we start off, you know, our clinic, you know, what I do is I don't focus on the skill work. I focus on the mind aspect, the personal development, and then the body aspect. You know, I teach, you know, speed, agility, and quickness, proper body mechanics, how to, you know, how to move, you know, properly, how to change direction, lower your center of gravity properly, you know, distribute your weight properly, everything that, you know, an athlete needs from a physical standpoint. But what we do with the clinics is I work with basketball skill trainers. So one of the trainers I work with is a gentleman by the name of Lamar Young. He's out in Bloomfield, New Jersey, and we've been very successful recently doing clinics. He has a great AAU program he started up. He's got four teams from third to eighth grade boys. And what we've done is we've done mind, body, and skill clinics where I come in, I do the personal development aspect. You know, talk to the kids about the mind, how the mind works. We take anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes to do that. Then we jump into the, you know, warm the kids up and then do the body training. So we do, you know, and it's not just, you know, running the kids through drills. You know, I'm sure you've seen clinics and camps and stuff where they run the kids through ladders and, you know, hoops, all these kinds of things, and they throw tires around and all this stuff, but they're not teaching the kids how to move their body. That's what I do. I teach them how to move their body properly, how to, you know, reduce the stress on their joints so that way they don't hurt themselves, you know, because it doesn't matter how strong you are mentally, you know, I mean, let me backtrack. It doesn't matter how good your skills are and your body are, how much great shape you're in, if your mind isn't right. Because if your mind's not right, the body and the skills, it doesn't matter. Eventually you will fail, you know. And then on the second aspect, it doesn't matter. You could be the most mentally tough person in the world and your skills could be the best, but if you're hurt, then you're not on the court and you can't contribute. So that's why we do the clinics the way we do them. We start off with the mind, we work the body, and then we get into the skills. So when the skills aspect comes in, then they kick in. You know, the trainers will kick in, so Lamar will kick in and do his training, what he wants to work on with the kids, and we go from there. So it's kind of like a, you know, I call it like a triple threat, where you get the mind, the body, and the skills in that order, and you get to develop the kids on all aspects of what they need to be successful, but not just on the court, more importantly, off the court.
I mean, that's so dope, and I love the fact you call it a triple threat. We're talking about Anthony Drago. We're talking about his book, Go Prove Something, A Basketball's Guide to Legally Using PEDs. We're going to get into the music, and we'll be back and talk more with Anthony Drago. Listen to the Ace Tool Show. We get that splash of refreshness.
Yes, sir.